Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am your host, Gretchen Garrity, and this week, it's just me. I actually do have, I swear, some exciting guests coming soon. And I feel like I always say that, I'm like, sorry, it's just me. But like, at the end of the day, it's my podcast, and I love it just as much when I get to chat with you guys solo as well as when I have guests. So yeah, actually, one of the most exciting guests, because she's just like the coolest gal. You guys will see. Actually, it's episode after this one, so get excited. But we were supposed to record last week, and it was completely my fault. I was gonna say I dropped the ball, but it was like completely out of my control. I was so sick, you guys. And did I talk about this? Yeah, I think I just talked about this in the vlog I posted. But long story short, I started to feel so sick, so of course my mind goes to, oh my gosh, I have COVID, right? Because we're like living in the pandemic and I still haven't gotten it yet. And I'm like, oh, I can't smell, I can't taste. Like, of course, convincing myself that I have it. But I actually got two tests, like COVID tests, and both were negative. So when I saw the doctor, they were like, yeah, girl, you just have the flu. Like, that's why you feel like crap and have all the symptoms here. So that was really sucky. And I feel like whenever I'm sick, it's literally like a day or two, a weekend. Like, it's so quick. This was like a full-blown week and a half. And I felt like crap. I would have pushed through and recorded for you guys, but my voice was awful. My voice was gone. It was shot. It sounded so just, I'm sure you can imagine, just like a terrible, sick voice. You would have been in pain listening, and I did not want to put you guys listening to that voice. Didn't want to put you through it. It was really brutal. So we didn't get to record last week, and that's why it's just me this week, but she will be in the episode next week. I was about to say her name, but I guess we'll keep it like a little mysterious. So be excited. But yeah, I just had the flu. I felt like crap, and it just made me realize, it reminded me how important your health is. And when you don't have your health, it's just like the biggest wake-up call. And I don't know, it's something that everyone takes for granted, you know? So anyway, but I actually, so this is exciting. So because I was sick, I couldn't finish my COVID vaccination, because when you're sick, you can't get the vaccine for a number of reasons. I guess they don't recommend that you get it, because obviously if you had COVID, they wouldn't want you going to the COVID vaccination center and like possibly spreading it. And also, like, if you were just me, had a cold flu type thing, if you got the vaccination during that, like if you had side effects from the vaccination, they wouldn't be able to tell side effects and symptoms versus symptoms from the sickness that you had. So yeah, you're not supposed to get it. I actually think, when I got my doses of the vaccine, I don't think they took my temperature. Actually, maybe they did. I feel like they do it so quick, and they have those little like laser gun type things now that you don't even remember or realize. Anyway, but I heard if you had like a fever or anything, which I did when I had the flu, they wouldn't even let you get the vaccine. But anyway, whatever. Who cares? I'm better now. But yes, I did get my vaccine. I feel like I've been seeing randomly questions like in my DMs or my Instagram being like, this is so random. Just wondering if you're getting the vaccine. Like, did you get it? Which one did you get? Whatever. So yes, I got my vaccine. I got the Moderna. And yeah, I didn't know which one I was getting, by the way, here. I don't know if that's like a common thing. I know my sister and my mom, when they got it in New York, they knew beforehand, like you signed up and it was like Pfizer, like they knew which one they were getting. But here, Max and I actually didn't know which one we were getting, and we got there and they're like, surprise, this is the one you get. And I think they said it's because they get new ones every day, like new shipments in, so they don't know even which one that you would be getting, like it changes all the time. But yeah, I did get my vaccination. I didn't have any crazy sickness symptoms from it or anything. Just my arm was kind of sore, but that was it. I know some of my friends felt like so sick after. So I actually heard that you, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that you have more symptoms and feel more sick after getting the COVID vaccine if you had COVID at some point. So I guess some of my friends that had it and caught the vaccine had more like issues after having the vaccine, but since I never had COVID, maybe that's why it wasn't too bad for me. But yeah, on my vaccination, just thought we could catch up. Like, obviously the title of this episode, you know, I wanted to do this episode because I feel like these are questions that I get a lot from you guys, and I've sort of touched on them briefly in episodes in the past. Like, I'm sure there's other episodes where I've gone more into detail on being independent, finding independence, because that's something that I have improved with tremendously. But I wanted to get specific and talk about being independent and keeping that independence while being in a relationship, because I think it's something you really have to work on, in time management, because that's, again, something I really struggled with for a while, something that I've improved with a little. Like, I'm not amazing at it, but that's sort of inspiration for this episode, if you will. So we'll get into that later, but you guys know I love my chit chat catch up in the beginning, so that's what we're doing now. Hockey is back, so that's another thing. Of course, when I was sick, I convinced myself I had COVID too, because for you guys know, my boyfriend Max plays hockey, and for the hockey sort of like protocol this year with COVID, like if anyone on the team or any trainer, coach, anyone like that tests positive, the team kind of gets shut down for a week or two or however long, like depending on the situation. And you guys know, or maybe you didn't know, all the players, all the staff get tested every single day. And so that's why they're able to have their season. But yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's, like, crazy that Max gets it. Like, I know that he does, but I can't imagine getting the thing shoved up my nose every day. Like, ow. He's probably so used to it now. But, of course, they were on, like, a little COVID protocol shutdown thing while I was feeling sick. So I was like, oh, my gosh, you probably have it. I probably have it. And he's like, Christian, no. Like, I'm literally testing negative every day. And I'm like, yeah, okay, right. So that was funny that I convinced myself I had it when Max was testing negative every day. And we lived together. But it was sad because hockey – I was going to say hockey was gone. Hockey was not happening. His hockey team wasn't playing for the past like 2 weeks with that situation, but now everyone's healthy, everyone's good. So their first game was actually last night from like 2 weeks before. Like, they hadn't played in so long. So yeah, I'm just really happy hockey's back. So fun to go to a game again. It felt like they didn't play in literally ages because, I don't know, the 2 weeks just went by so slow. And it just made me realize, like, how much of my social life here is going to the hockey games, because it's just fun, obviously, going to, like, events, being around other people, and hanging out with all his teammates, girlfriends, and wives. And in those 2 weeks, I was like, wow, my social life is very bleak, and I miss chit-chatting with other girls. I'm, like, texting them. I'm like, hi, miss you guys. Like, what's everyone been up to? Like, are we just, like, chilling at home? So, yeah, it was really nice that they had a game last night. I was so happy to, like, see all the girls. And, yeah, so that's what's up with that. Actually, as I'm recording this episode, it's Thursday, April 22nd. And this is going up tomorrow, Friday, April 23rd. And I actually really like when I record episodes right before they go up. I know I've talked about this before, because it just feels so, like, fresh and in the moment. And, like, if you guys are listening tomorrow and I'm, like, it's clearly recorded, like, weeks in advance, I don't know. I mean, it's still good, but you know what I mean? I'm just happy that you get, like, the fresh tea of what's happening, like, right now, currently. So, yeah, as you guys are listening to this tomorrow, I guess a lot of you don't listen the day it comes out. I feel like I always listen to podcasts after they come out, like, not the day they come out, like, within the weeks after, or I will literally go back, like, years ago. I'll listen to, like, even really old ones. But anyway, also, as if you're listening to this tomorrow on Friday, April 23rd or whatever, this weekend, I'm really excited because I'm going to the Outer Banks in 3 days. Wait, what's today? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, I'm going Sunday morning, and I am so dang excited. I talked about this, I think, in the vlog I just posted, or I'm about to post. Don't worry, we're being really safe, everything like that. Going with a group of friends to my best friend Taylor's beach house in the Outer Banks. And if you guys have been there, you know that you like, I don't know, they're just all these big family homes, and I feel like families go and, like, rent out these homes, or they're for, like, I don't know, they're just, like, big beach houses, like, family homes, like, a big family will go, and you kind of just stay there. Like, you don't really do anything else. You just hang out in the house because it's so fun, and the beach is right there. You go to the beach, hang out, ride bikes around, but it's not, like, I don't know how to, like, it's the opposite of traveling to, like, Miami, where you're, like, going to different restaurants, going all these places. Like, it's not like that at all. So we feel really safe doing this, and all of us are very COVID careful, COVID safe, like, scared. If you guys couldn't tell, I was, like, so afraid I got sick. So we've all been so careful with it, and actually are all vaccinated. So we feel really safe to do this. It's my best friend Taylor's birthday next week. Oh my gosh, it's literally so soon. And yeah, so that's just gonna be so exciting. It's Taylor, our friends Amy and Megan from college, our best friend Hannah from home, Lucy, my twin sister. I literally can't wait. And yeah, I'm just so excited. Maybe this will just feel like the world is going back to normal, even this little trip. Oh, also, we're all driving, so we feel like uber safe. We all socially distance, masks, everything like that. So yeah, that's gonna be really fun. And I may even record a podcast episode with friends while I'm there. That could be so fun. Huh? Some college stories. I also cannot believe, you guys, Taylor's been on a podcast, but it's, like, overdue. I get messages from you guys being like, I think Taylor needs to be in a podcast again. Or, like, we want Taylor in a YouTube video. We miss her. But it's crazy because my best friend from home, Hannah, is so the type of friend that, like, whenever I do get to see her, we're so in the moment catching up. Like, we talk a mile a minute, could talk all day long, that we, like, barely have any photos together or, like, proof that we're best friends. Do you guys know what I mean? So I was texting her the other day, and I'm like, I cannot believe you haven't been on my podcast. So Hannah needs to be on my podcast. That would be so much fun. And what else have I been up to? Oh, since I was sick, I really was bored with my time, and it made me realize how, I don't know, how when there's so many things I can't do in the day, how, like, empty my day felt, and I had to, like, fill it somehow. I was going crazy. So I've always wanted to read. I'll talk about this. I've always been the type of person, or I've always wanted to be the type of person that reads, if that makes sense. And I've, like, never read. I remember being a little girl and loved reading. Like, I would read all the time, and then I just lost it as I got older. And recently, I bought all these books at Barnes & Noble so that I am motivated to read. And when I was sick, I was like, Gretchen, literally no more excuses. You have to read. And also, this book is going to be so fun. You know that you're going to, like, love it and enjoy it. So the book I've been reading started when I'm sick, but I'm still making myself read it now. Don't worry. I, like, have to make the time for it, sort of, like, schedule it out, time batch a moment in my day to read, or, like, it will not happen. I'll get to that. That's my little foreshadowing of my time management segment. But the book I've been reading is called Blowing My Way to the Top, and it's by Jen Atkin. If you guys know her, she's a celebrity hairstylist, and I feel like I've just been getting to know about her and her story so much more by reading her book. And I follow her on Instagram, and yeah, I just think she's really cool. Like, you would never know from her Instagram that she grew up Mormon in Utah and totally wanted, like, a different path in her life, and moved to LA when she was, what, 17, 18, and just started hustling and became a hairdresser. And she's like, Instagram wasn't a thing, you know, phones weren't a thing. Like, you would take photos of your client's hair with, like, a disposable camera and have to go get them developed at Costco and give them the picture. Like, that was, like, taking a photo for, like, Instagram. It's crazy. And she was saying how hairdressers were so competitive, like, nothing was collaborative. I'm, like, giving away the beginning of the book here, but you guys should listen. I've really been liking it, and I'm excited that I'm not, like, too deep into it, so I get to bring it to the beach and I get to read it there. That's one place I really do enjoy reading, is at the beach. So I'm sure I'll keep reading in the Outer Banks. If you guys didn't know, I don't even think I said, but if you're like, what the heck is the Outer Banks? I feel like if you're from the East Coast, you kind of know. But like, my girlfriends here are like, what, huh? What's the Outer Banks? Where is that? So it's in North Carolina. But yeah, that's what's up. It's getting warm here, thank goodness. Finally, actually today is, like, randomly so cold. Like, Max and I woke up this morning and we're like, why is it 34 degrees? Like, a cold front came in. I sound like such a boring adult that I, like, like, I don't know, care about the weather. Who doesn't care about the weather, actually, though? But I've, like, been paying attention to it so much because I just want it to be, like, really warm. Anyway, also, last thing, because I'm chit-chatting a lot. Michelle Reed, if you guys follow her on Instagram, watch her YouTube videos, listen to her podcast, I want to give a shout out. Maybe this is something I can start doing in the beginning of my episodes, is saying a podcast that I'm loving. I mean, usually I really don't stray from, like, the Skinny Confidential. I don't listen to podcasts that much, but whenever I do, I'm like, oh, and I just love the Skinny Confidential, so that's, like, usually what I end up listening to. But I don't know how I got onto Michelle Reed's podcast. I love following her on Instagram. I love when I get to watch her YouTube videos. I think I was watching a YouTube video, and she just has, if you guys have seen her stuff, she has such a calming, like, peaceful aura or vibe about her. I don't know what it is. She could literally talk about, I don't even know what, like, random stuff for an hour, and I would listen, because she just puts me at ease and makes me feel so calm and makes me feel put together, because she's so put together, like, or at least in my view, she has, like, everything put together. All her ducks are in a row. She has such a routine, a schedule. She's so organized. She's such an organized person. I'll talk about that too in this episode. But so listening to her, watching her, makes me feel like that, even when I, like, 99% of the time feel like a hot mess. It just makes me feel good listening. So I've been loving listening to her podcast so much. It's called But What's Next, Michelle Reed. And yeah, I just feel like I relate to her a lot. I'm literally gonna whip out my phone right now and tell you guys some of, like, the titles of her episodes, because they just, like, drew me in. And yeah, I've been loving it. Like, the last one I listened to, or most recent, How I Find Motivation and Drive in My Life, Finding Inspiration in Work, Fitness, Health, Faith. I just love everything she talks about. Like, I just eat it all up. Like, this is all great to me. Getting Along with a New Family, Merging Finances, Falling Out of Love, Best Marriage Advice, because she's younger than me. I want to say she's 22, but she actually just got married. So I would say I relate to her a lot in, like, the living with your partner, having a golden retriever puppy, you know, things like that. We both have golden puppies, but obviously she's married and Max and I are married. We're just dating. But still, like, talking about her in-laws, like, I don't know. I just feel like I relate to it a lot, and it's just, like, helpful listening to her podcast. She talks a lot about embracing slow living. She's very, like, I don't know if I want to say, like, minimalistic, but she has, like, a really good view on, like, slow living, living minimally, like, within your means, being careful with how you spend your money, budgeting, things like that. Oh, I love this one. Daily Habits That Improve My Life. How to Be More Self-Disciplined. Develop a Routine. Enjoy the Mundane. All of these are things that I've wanted to, like, grasp in my life, but I've struggled with so much because I feel like innately I'm kind of the opposite deep down. And I'm so, like, wild child. I always want to be on the go, like, doing fun, crazy, exciting things, travel, da da da. I feel like that was my life. That was so me, especially in college. But now I'm like, okay, Gretchen, you graduated, you have a dog, you have your little family. Obviously, in a pandemic, you can't travel. Like, you need to slow down. Oh, my gosh, moving to Pennsylvania has helped me slow down so dang much from being in Boston. And, yeah, I just feel like I am inspired by her because she lives in a way that, like, inspires me, and I want to be more like that. So this is, like, a big plug for her podcast. She has no idea I'm doing this. But I – oh, my goodness.
I'm so excited that –
I just sat on my phone and her podcast started playing. I was like, what is that? What's going on? I just got so scared. But I actually, there's your little preview. But when I was listening, I was laying out in the sun and I posted on my Instagram story and she DM'd me. And this just goes to show you guys, you never know, like, what goes on the other side of the phone or, like, behind the scenes. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I was just like, girl, like, I have been loving your podcast. And she's like, this means so much to me. Like, it can be, you know, really challenging to come up with, like, new fresh ideas each week. I can be, like, in a rut about it. And I'm like, wow, I so relate. I feel that way with my podcast because I just want to make sure I'm talking about things that you guys want to hear about, and I can feel really inspired sometimes and other times, like, in a rut. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I would have no idea. You know, I'm like, your podcast topics are, like, incredible, so organized, so put together. She also has made me want to be more put together and organized in my podcast episodes, because little do you guys know, I feel like that's one of my biggest, like, critiques, feedback from my podcast. People are like, oh, so hard to listen to. Gretchen's all over the place. She's so disorganized. And I'm like, little do you guys know, that's my ADHD. And I have the longest list of notes in front of me. But half the time I ignore them and like digressing, talking off script. Well, it's not a script, but it's just like notes. Like, obviously I have like time management, being independent in a relationship, like notes and under those coming up. But I just will like ignore the show notes and just get chatty with you guys. But yeah, she inspires me to be like more organized, put together in my episodes. So yeah, that's the catch up. That's what I've been up to. Moving on, Gretchen, no more digressing. Last thing before we get into the meat of the episode is, you guys know I always talk about something I'm happy about this week just to like brighten the mood, right? Like, let's just focus on the positives here. That's just so my view in life. Let's just like focus on the positives, not ignore the negatives, but just not focus on it. I'm so like glass half full, see the bright side of every situation. I'm sure you guys know that. And obviously, my podcast is called The Happy Hour for a reason, so happy vibes over here. But what I'm happy about this week, well, is that I'm about to leave for the Outer Banks. I just feel like, I mean, truly, I can admit this. It's kind of sad to admit, but I feel like I started to not, what's the word I'm looking for? I started to take travel for granted because of how much I was traveling. And by the end, like, obviously the pandemic, I'm not trying to say it's a good thing at all, but one silver lining from it for me personally was when the pandemic came and it forced me to slow down and focus on what matters, friends, family, health, things like that. It just made me realize how fast-paced my life was, and it was good for me to have such a long break in traveling to get excited about it again and realize how lucky I was and grateful I should be that I got to travel so much. But by the end, before the pandemic, I would like get so like, oh my gosh, I was just, you know, here in California and now I'm going to Florida in a week. But like, I would sort of like despise it by the end. And I'd be like, I just want to like be in college or be in Boston with my friends, but I'm going on this trip for a brand for YouTube or for whatever it may be, even if it's like my family. I just felt like I was spread so thin, and so travel just became like I was so over it. And not even like, this sounds so like selfish and like unrelatable and like rude to say, but honestly, I was just struggling so much with my like immune system, like my health. I was just sick all the time because I was like spread so thin and traveling so much. Like, traveling can take such a toll on your health. At least with me, I feel like my immune system is so sensitive. If I get up really early for a flight and then I'm like traveling all day, which is obviously so draining, and I slept for like 4 hours the night before, I will be sick the next day. Like, I'm just so sensitive to that type of stuff. So it's been so nice for the past year to really like have my health. Like, I haven't been in such great health so long. Of course, I'm just telling you how I was so sick, but that was like the first time I was sick in a year. And meanwhile, in college, I legit had strep throat like twice a month, every month. You guys know that if you followed me for a while. So anyway, what I'm trying to say, I digress, is that I was so over traveling, but then in the past year, I've built up, my will to travel has been building up, and obviously I've been like itching to travel, like who hasn't? And yeah, as much as I'm like saying travel, I just want to be clear that it's obviously we're not like traveling around, coming in contact with tons of people, things like that. No, like I said, it's like the six of us in this house, and we're just moving locations for a week, if you will. I'm just going to be in warm weather. Oh, I can't wait. So that's what I'm happy about this week. That's like a big thing to be happy about. But you guys know sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, I am so happy about like my Rita's Italian ice last night or like my waffle I had this morning. I just love the little things too. But moving on, you guys know I also always say like a happy quote, happy idea. This one this week is a little cliche, maybe a little cheesy. Yes, I did find it on Google, but it's that. It goes, it's up to you to see the beauty in everyday things. And oh, I just love this. This reminds me so much of Michelle Reed and her vibe and her podcast. But I just love this. I feel like listening to Michelle's podcast episodes made me realize how much more like her and how much more I relate to her being here in Pennsylvania. And what I mean by that, at one point in her episode, she was talking about, which episode was it? I can't even remember. But she was talking about the value in, like, socializing. And she's like, as humans, we're such social creatures. And she does what I do. So she works from home by herself all day, every day. And she's like, when she lived in New York City, she used to, like, run into strangers. And if she was, like, having a conversation with a stranger, she's like, I literally used to think of it as, like, a disruption in my day or kind of an annoyance. And I so relate to that in Boston. I just feel like maybe in cities, everyone's so go, 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 like, quick mindset that, like, being hung up anywhere talking to anyone is like, oh, gosh, like, you know, this is, like, throwing me off my schedule for today. But now she's like, she lives in Texas, and she's like, when I take my dog out and I'm chatting with a neighbor for 5 minutes, it is like the best thing. And I go back inside ready to like slay the day, you know, for my work. And I'm just like so much more motivated to have a little like refresh moment. And that just like opened my eyes to how much I relate to that and how much I feel that way. So how this relates to this quote is, it's up to you to see the beauty in everyday things. I feel like I wasn't stopping and smelling the roses, if you will, when I lived in Boston, because I was just so hyper-focused on doing all the things I wanted to do, like packing my schedule every day because there's so much to do in a city. But I feel like moving here to Pennsylvania, where it's just a lot more of a slow lifestyle, I don't know, it's just been so good for me. And I feel like my mental health, my physical health, has allowed me really to like see the beauty in everyday things. And now I was chatting with my older couple neighbors yesterday for so long, and like I love it. I feel just like Michelle, where I come inside and I'm like, oh, that was so nice to catch up with them and have a little refresh moment in my day. And yeah, I just feel like having a slower lifestyle here has allowed me to see the beauty in everyday things and sort of like romanticize my life a little, if you will. Like I get way more excited to go on like a little drive with Max in the evening after dinner, or go get ice cream, or yeah, like an ice cream cone with Brody. It's just so special. Whereas in Boston, I would be like, okay, this is on my to-do list. Like, this is what we're doing tonight. Okay, we gotta like go get ice cream so I can get home and get to bed. I don't know. I was just way in a different mindset and way more rushed and had way more going on. So yeah, I hope that inspires you to see the beauty in everyday things in your life. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Storyworth. If there's ever been a year to make the moms in your life feel loved and appreciated on Mother's Day, it's this one, right? Like this past year has been so tough on everyone, on my mom, especially as she continues to really find her new normal without my dad. So that's why it's that much more important that she feels appreciated this Mother's Day after everything we've been through, not to mention her birthing twins, right? Like me and my twin sister. That's why I'm honoring my mom with a heartfelt, sentimental gift our whole family will cherish together forever, seriously, a Storyworth. So if you guys didn't know, Storyworth is an online service. It helps your mom, grandmother, mother-in-law, every mother figure in your life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's such a fun way to engage with them, especially if you can't be together in person this year. So every week, Storyworth will email your mom a different story prompt, like questions you've literally never thought to ask, like, what is the best advice your mother ever gave to you? And even like, if you could choose any talents, what would they be? So Storyworth has helped so many families learn about each other in profound, really special ways, and their testimonials could seriously move you to tears like I read them. And in fact, Storyworth has already created a powerful experience for me because my mom has shared memories and details from her childhood that I never would have known otherwise. It just allowed me to bond with her in even more meaningful way, which is just so important to Lucy and I, especially since she's our only parent left now. And there's really no shortage of surprises when you're reading these weekly stories. It's funny how well you think you know your parent and then reading something you never knew about them before. And they can just make your family feel close together, even if you're not together. Like one of my mom's stories, you guys, was how she told my dad they were having twins. And I never would have known that. If you were wondering, by the way, they had their ultrasound appointment and she had him come in and she goes, there, right there, like emphasis on the there. And of course he freaks out, like so excited. So after 1 year, Storyworth will compile all your mom's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped to you for free. So give your mom the most most meaningful gift this Mother's Day with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/happyhour. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/happyhour for $10 off. Such a good idea for Mother's Day this year, you guys. Don't forget, by the way, it's coming up on Sunday, May 9th. But let's get into the episode for Pete's sake, finally, right? So, time management. Sorry, by the way, I feel like I'm not sick anymore, but I feel like I keep gasping for air in this episode. Like I'm out of breath, probably because I'm talking really fast. My mom and dad would tell me, Gretchen, slow down, slow down. They would always say that growing up. Okay, we're taking a breath together here. We're slowing down. So, time management. Oh man, you guys, I cannot begin to tell you how much I've struggled with this my whole life. Some of you may relate, and I don't know what it is, or I do know what it is. I'm extremely easily distracted. So managing my time has always been extremely ineffective and inefficient. And I think back to my elementary school report cards, and it would say easily distracted by others or easily distracts others, like things like, yeah, that's always been me. Crazy outgoing, crazy all over the place, cannot focus easily. Yeah. So as you could see, time management and I haven't had the best relationship, but it's taken so much of my diligent effort to be better at it and be like, Gretchen, come on, girl, like be the best version of yourself that you want to be that is better with time management, even if she's not perfect. Like I'm never going to be the type that is like perfect with time batching my day, doesn't go on my phone once, is not distracted by my dog that I want to pet and cuddle with, isn't going to start like cleaning the kitchen or the, because I'm working from home. Like that will still happen. I will still be distracted. But just like putting in an effort, I'm like giving myself a pep talk. Come on, girl, just put in a little effort here. Just like try a little bit. You know, anything is better than nothing. It's always been like rock bottom. Some of you are probably like, okay, Gretchen, like I have it together more than that. But I really never have. So I want to tell you my biggest number one tip secret that has helped me with this a lot. First things first. Plugging in my phone into the charger far away from me. This may seem obvious or simple, like dumb to say, but my phone, and it's like literally taken me so long to just like be honest with myself and make myself realize what the issues were in my everyday habits and routine, and why I felt like I couldn't get the simplest tasks done. And it's because I was very distracted by this one little thing that was always lighting up and, you know, dinging at me. What is that word? Ringing. You know what I'm saying. Pinging. Is that what the notifications do? You have a ping. Anyway, your phone is such a big freaking distraction. And it hit me. Like, I wish someone could hand me a printed out sheet at the end of the day and broke down the time. Like, Gretchen, you were eating for an hour when you had your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You were eating for an hour of the day. You were working out for an hour of the day. You showered and got ready for an hour of the day. You actually only worked for maybe like 4 or 5 hours because you were scrolling through Instagram for like 3 hours. Like, it hit me that however long I thought I was on my phone was definitely wrong. And I was lying to myself. And when I get those screen time reports, oh my God, like they are so bad. And a part of me is like, oh, well, sometimes I'm on my YouTube videos, replying to comments on there, replying to comments on my Instagram. So I'm like, okay, it's part of my work. But obviously I get distracted. And I think what is the most distracting and like addicting to me is like your phone is so addictive. The scroll feature on Instagram and TikTok. Oh my gosh, I could scroll all day long. Or it's like my mind literally just gets, I don't know what it is, switched into a different mode. Like it's like a trance. I literally feel hypnotized to my phone because I'll look up and an hour has gone by and I've scrolled for an hour and I'm like, whoa, I felt like I've been on my phone for 5 minutes. So it's crazy how addictive, how distracting your phone is. So when I literally get it away from me, that's like the only thing. That's like how I have to do it, because even it sitting next to me right now, like, it's burning a hole in my pocket. Do you know what I mean? That's, like, not the right phrase. That's, like, when you have money in your pocket and you have to go spend it. It's, like, burning a hole in your pocket. But it's, like, I'm so aware that it's right here, and it's, like, subconsciously a distraction, even though I'm talking to you guys. Yeah, the phone is crazy. This sounds a lot like The Social Dilemma. Is that what that documentary is called? I still haven't watched it on Netflix. I'm writing a note right now. Go watch The Social Dilemma. And if you guys haven't watched it, go watch it. Go watch Social Dilemma. But I feel like I already know what it's going to say. And it's like everything I was just saying, how like addictive your phone is. I actually did watch the first 5 minutes and then I like fell asleep. So I never watched it. But it was saying how like the app developers like try to make it addictive so that you'll be on their apps more. It's crazy. I think it's wild. But yeah, the phone for me is the biggest distraction in time management. That's why I want to put such an emphasis on it. The issue is your phone. Plug it in far away. The biggest difference I've noticed in my day and my productivity has skyrocketed. Yeah, this is something I've done. Pro tip, do this if you really struggle like me. Some of you probably have enough self-discipline that you can have your phone charger on your nightstand. Like a normal human adult, I cannot do that. That's what I've realized in my 20, it took me 24 years to realize. I leave my phone charger in the kitchen, on the kitchen counter, and I plug my phone in out there. So sometimes I actually will fall asleep with my phone in my nightstand, but it's not getting charged. And like, I don't really look at it because I yell at myself and I'm like, bad Gretchen, don't grab your phone. But I try to plug it in the kitchen every night, and I'll be going to bed and I literally will look over and try to grab something on my nightstand, and I catch myself and I'm like, oh my God. It's not here. Like, it's so deeply ingrained in me to just grab my phone at all times. Like, look for notifications, look at emails, look at comments, like I'm always looking for something. Like, I just want to like keep up. And it's just so bad. Like, it ruins your productivity. So plugging my phone in the kitchen, and then sometimes, like I said, if I fall asleep with it on the nightstand at night, but then during the day it's gonna die. So I have to keep it plugged in the kitchen. Like, it's so good when my phone's almost dead because I have to keep it plugged in somewhere. And then I go about my day and I do other things and I record my podcast or I do laundry or I film a YouTube video and my phone isn't there to freaking distract me. So plug in your phone far away from you. Have the smallest iPhone cords. You can't go on it when you're in bed. Seriously, like, that has changed everything for me in time management. I know that's not like specifically time management. That's more like distraction, being productive, how efficient you are with your time, I guess. But for me, that has everything to do with managing my time, because all my time would get managed on my phone when I was on it all the time. So when I also think about time management, I wrote this down in my notes. I think of this phrase of trying to have a good day every day. This might sound random, but when I manage my time poorly, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I've had the worst day. I just want this day to be over so I can start over tomorrow and manage my time better, have a good day. So I've noticed when I am really diligent on my time management and like trying to focus on one task at a time and get through them so I can move on with my day and feel like, okay, I've accomplished the biggest things that I need to get over with so I can keep going. For example, it's bright and early Thursday morning and I'm recording this podcast and it's going to feel so good that I, not to say like I got it over with, because obviously I love recording this with you guys, but just that I can like check this task off my to-do list and move on to the other things instead of it being like the biggest, longest task, like this takes me so long to record, edit, upload, show notes, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like looming over my head all day. So when I can be diligent with my time management and literally schedule out, I know different things work for different people. I actually haven't used this in a while, but when I do, it really helps. If I have a lot going on, I can spell it all out. Is like a daily planner, and you can literally put like, okay, woke up at 8 a.m., 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every hour, what you want to be doing. See, sometimes this stresses me out though, and this is why I haven't done it in a while, because I would put like, I would just be not realistic with it, and I still feel like I just don't even realize how long things take me. Like, I would, you know, I could put this at 9 a.m. Like, it's 9. Putting this at 9 a.m., record podcast, edit, upload, da da da. But no, like, I record for an hour, but then the other things also take an hour, or maybe even 2 hours. So then it's like, wait, then I'm way behind, because then I was supposed to have breakfast, work out, but now it's like already noon. You see where I'm going? So scheduling by hour can be a little challenging for me, but it is helpful if you are realistic with it and say, okay, Gretchen, your time time batching. I'll get into that too. Time blocking. First 3 hours a day dedicated to the podcast. Okay, then we're going to move on. Lunch, maybe read your book for an hour. Maybe take a little break, like a lunch break. I don't know. And then it's like, okay, move on. We're going to film this Q&A video, and then you're going to edit it. You're going to do the thumbnail, da, 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 da. And so, like, time batching like that specifically by tasks can be really helpful, but I will get into that. So that's how I think of time management. When I manage my time well, efficiently, and so that I can, because there's been so many times I've caught myself, like, especially when I first moved here, I just felt like I was going a million miles an hour still. Boston lifestyle, trying to do everything all day, every day. And I was going to bed at, like, 1 a.m., and Max would already be asleep. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, how am I managing my time? And, like, being organized during the day so that I can put away my phone and my computer at 6 p.m., cook dinner and, like, relax with Max and Brody is, like, the best thing to me, and will show me that I manage my time well during the day. But when I'm like, all right, it's after dinner, back to work, and I have to go film a YouTube video or edit or whatever it is, I'm like, okay, how did we manage my time today? Clearly, it wasn't that good. And I am someone, too, I think with my crazy lifestyle, like I'm saying, and traveling so much, I feel like a lot of times in my life I've felt very out of control and sort of, like, lost, hot mess, not being able to focus, what am I even doing type of vibe. And I have learned that the key to feeling in control of your life and more focused and purposeful is having an organized, very organized, balanced life in, like, every area. And I think the more you try to organize in every aspect of your life, you will feel so much more put together. And I have made such an effort in that. And I think because innately I feel like such a, I was about to say purple aura, if you guys know about those. I'll move on if you are like, what is she even saying? But if you know the purple aura, I am so, like, just like I said, like, wild child deep down. I know that's how I am. That's how my mom is, my sister is. Very spontaneous, like, fun, driven, social people. So I don't have that. I can't believe I'm talking about aura colors right now. Yellow aura, like the organized, very, like, routine type person. So it's something I really have to, like, focus on and work on, because I have struggled with time management so much in my life. Recently, I just feel like I've gotten better by making myself focus. So, time batching. I have heard about this a lot. I feel like the first time I heard about this is Skinny Confidential a while back, probably like a year ago. And I'm like, huh, what's time batching? And she is so diligent with it. She's, like, really focused. I'm, like, not that good at it. I should maybe get a little more strict on this. It probably would help me. But when she was talking about time batching, she's like, I literally will, like, turn my phone off, put it on silent, whatever. And she had, like, a timer on her desk, because she's like, if I had the timer on my phone, it would distract me. She had a timer on her desk for, like, 30 minutes, write a blog post. I, like, remember that specific example. But I actually pulled up a definition for you guys of time batching if you haven't heard of it. Because I think, well, I was going to say, if you work for yourself, work from home, I think you, like, really need this to focus, because you are your own boss and your day can be super unstructured. So it's up to you to build in the structure. Yeah, this episode is literally me pep talking myself and, like, telling me what I need to do to be better. But I just think this applies to everyone now, because obviously in a pandemic, like, so many people are working from home. All my friends that I can think about that are now working from home, I feel like have made that transition of the work from home life and have, like, brought up struggles to me, whether it's like, oh, I'm, like, feeling like crap, I'm not getting ready in the morning, like, I realize I need to get up and put on an outfit, put on makeup. I mean, to each their own, everyone's different, but I'm like, yeah, you guys, these are, like, struggles I've had for ever since I've done YouTube. It's always remote in nature and work from home vibes, and yes, you get distracted by your dishwasher and you want to go empty the dish, like, all these things. And so I think time batching is really a helpful tool for everyone right now, especially if you're working from home. So I'm going to read you what this says, what I found about it. If you look away from your computer screen for even a second, your eyes are introduced to a world of distractions. Huh, sounds familiar. This says, your phone, chatting coworkers, many other self-imposed mental interruptions are the plague of productivity. It's amazing what people can get done nowadays, considering a lot of things near and far are calling for our attention. Imagine the world you could accomplish if you had a strategy for blocking off time for specific tasks. Enter time batching. So what is time batching? Time batching is a time management technique that includes grouping similar tasks together and setting aside a time to complete them all or work on them until a predetermined point of progress. The purpose of time batching is to minimize distractions for a workflow that enables concentration, attention to detail, productivity. When you have a list of 30 small tasks, it can be easy to get one done rather quickly and then scroll through Instagram. Oh my gosh, this article is written for me. Then you check off another simple task off your to-do list, you pick up a book to read. Separating your to-do list items into batches helps you dedicate your full attention to those particular tasks as opposed to multitasking. Just thought I would read that for you guys. If you feel like that's something that could help, or if you haven't heard about time batching in the past. So, as you could tell from what I just read, multitasking should not be the goal. And I think that's something that I've gotten wrong in the 24 years of my life. I've always felt like I need to do more, be more productive, be more efficient. So obviously in my mind, okay, efficiency equals multitasking. And I'm on the phone while doing laundry, and it's no, because it is just distracting. And if you can't dedicate your full attention to something and everything is getting like 50% of you or 30% of you, you're not doing it to the best of your ability. And I didn't believe, I always thought that multitasking was like efficient and you could get things done quicker. And I'm going to butcher this. I should have like looked this up, but this is just making me think about an episode I listened to of The Skinny Confidential, shocker. And it was actually a study done somewhere. I'm not going to like pretend like I remember where. But basically, I want to say it was like Harvard. So maybe I am pretending I know where. But they had participants in this study multitask and do things, kind of like do a task a little bit back and forth with other things while they're doing other things. And then they had, you know, like controlled environment, whatever, had other people doing tasks like time batching, like one after another until things were done. And every time the people time batching, focusing on one thing at a time, once one task was completed, moved to the next, they finished quicker than the people multitasking. And I remember when I heard that, I was like, wow, I needed to hear this to know that my multitasking all over the place vibe every day isn't cutting it and actually is harming my productivity and not working. So if you're a big multitasker, I mean, I think in some occasions multitasking is great. You know, if I'm on a drive and I can call my mom or my manager or something like that, have a conversation that I knew I've been wanting to have, I think that's great. You know, it's not taking away from the conversation that I'm driving. Like, I'm driving, focusing on the road, but I can also speak while I'm doing that. But I'm actually really bad at multitasking. So that's about like the the highest level of multitasking I can even do. Like, if Max is talking to me and I'm doing something, I'm like, dude, like, I literally can't even hear you. Like, it's going in one ear, out the other. Like, I'm writing the show notes for my podcast, for example. And so I'm not good at multitasking. Maybe that's a good thing deep down, because since I'm not good at it and I can't really do it, like, I shouldn't really be doing it anyway, because again, it's just like distracting. And I feel like while I'm doing something, if I'm like reading something while someone's talking to me, both things are getting half my attention and not the focus that they need. So yeah, I thought I would tell you guys about time batching and see if it helps you. I'm sure you guys have heard of it, and this is just telling me how much more I need to do this, because it's my dang phone. I know it's my phone. Or even it's just my mindset that doesn't focus very easily. And I will be like, even now as I'm recording this podcast and I'm talking to you guys about this, looking at my notes, I feel like my mind can wander and I'm like, oh, I'm starting to get hungry. Oh, Brody just went to daycare this morning. I wonder how he's doing. And it's like, Gretchen, focus, come on. Or, I mean, I have to be very present when I'm like recording this with you guys. But if I am like editing a video, I will get distracted so easily. And I'll just like jump to something else that I want to do, or an email will pop up, or I'll be like, I'm just gonna like pause here and I'm gonna do the thumbnail now because the thumbnail is fun, and I'll just like move on to something else I want to do. And I think sometimes it's okay, and I let myself like, okay, if I've edited for a while, this is a little break to move on to a different work task, I'll come back to it. But a lot of times it can make whatever task it is a lot longer and like just ruin my productivity. So yeah, I just read my multitasking should not be the goal note again. And when I looked at it quick, I read it as multitasking should be illegal. Am I okay? Okay, moving on. Last thing I want to say about time management is to get really like philosophical with you guys. Is that the word? Okay. your best version of yourself, your higher self, if you will. If you guys remember when I talked about that, my friend Tori DeSimone, her podcast, Manifest with Tori DeSimone. She talks about your higher self all the time and like manifesting this like highest best version of yourself. So your higher self, best version of yourself, if you will. I love thinking about the best version of Gretchen and comparing myself to her, because I think comparing myself to other people can be a really negative, detrimental thing. But comparing myself to an ideal version of myself, I think is great and motivates me. So when I think of the best version of Gretchen, I think, what does the ideal version of me do with their time every day? What does that person do with their time every day? How do they spend their time? Like, what are the types of things that that person does every day? Like, what, I'm trying to be articulate with you guys, what are they doing every day that like makes up their everyday routine and their habits and their rituals? How do they eat? How do they show up in their relationships? And so I think that can help sort of focus me in on time management and make me more disciplined with it, because I'm like, okay, even if I'm fighting this the whole way, the best version of me I know is getting her work done, giving all her attention to that while she's doing that, doing the best she can in the workplace. She's showing up in her relationships for her dog Brody, for her mom and her sister and her boyfriend Max. Like, if you start to think of it like that and like how much you want to accomplish with your day and the things that are important to you, I think time management will come naturally, because you'll find a way to like get all these things done. I've always been the type of person too, I'm sure you guys are shocked, as I've told you, I'm so all over the place innately, that I've been a big procrastinator, shocker, throughout my whole life. So yeah, I'm such a procrastinator. And I think that kind of goes along with what I was just gonna say, is that I've always been the type of person, though, and this kind of enables my procrastination, is if I put something off, I always know deep down, like, this is something I know about myself, it will get done. I'm not the type of person that, you know, this really applied in college. If I had a homework assignment, I would not do it right away. I would procrastinate till the very last day, but I had this faith in the back of my head. I know it'll get done. I will not let it not get done. I will not complete a homework assignment because I know I need to do it. I know it's important for my grades, for my well-being, for my life, for all these things, like all these things that I need to do deep down. I don't do it right away because I'm like, well, they will get done because it's something that's important to me, just not right away. But it really should, like, I should flip the mindset of like, it is so important to me that I should do it right away, so that it's not, like I said earlier, something looming in my head over, it's like a cloud over my whole day. Like, oh my gosh, I got to like write this essay later. Because if you just write it now and move on, then you won't have to worry about it anymore. So yeah, that's my little bit on time management. And this really doesn't go with time management, but I guess segueing, like I said, for time management, how do you show up in your relationships?
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Speaking of relationships, being independent in relationships. How was that for a segue? But I just want to talk about these two things because there's something that they're both things that I get asked about all the time. So being independent in a relationship. I know I've talked about independence before and how I've come such a long way in being independent because I've struggled a lot. And I want to talk about specifically in a relationship because I see this come up a lot on just how to maintain a sense of independence while being in a relationship, because I think it can be tough, like I said, and something you have to work on. So me in specific, I feel like mine has actually grown a lot while being in a relationship, which may sound weird at first, but let me explain. So I just feel like our dynamic as a couple has allowed for it and has encouraged for it, for me to have a sense of independence. Like, Max has always had his own hobbies, his own job, his own routine. He's such a routine guy. He really is. And so since he's so disciplined in that, it will like rub off on me and show me how I can be that way. And I'm like, wow, he's so carefree and moves about his day with ease and joy. And why is he like that? It's because he's freaking organized and he's got his crap together and he has such a routine every day. He's always had his own thing, his own interests, his own hobbies, routine, things like that. So I feel like that has allowed a space for me to have mine. And don't get me wrong, we love being together, but we also love our alone time. And I feel like I've learned to love my alone time even more, like being in a relationship with him, which I never knew would like happen. I would think, you know, being in a relationship, you think you just want to be with him all the time and you become less independent. I think that happens a lot in relationships. So I want to talk about how to keep your independence in a relationship. I've actually seen, I'm not going to say obviously in specific, but one girl very close to me, one friend, was always my inspiration for this and like crazy independent. I remember in high school was so like had a boyfriend, but was so like, you know, I'll see you when it's time to see you, when it's your time. But like, I have to get home. I have to make my lunch. I have to do my homework. I have to go put on my self tanner. I have to work out. I have to do like, was so focused on like their independence and self-care and putting themselves first. And I think that made them such a great like partner in their relationship. So that always inspired me. However, you can see it go the other way. And it was in quarantine and their relationship became very codependent. And like you didn't even know what to do when you were on your own and you like couldn't be alone. And that's like what we want to avoid, right? So I love my own hobbies and things I get to do on my own. Like, obviously, don't get me wrong, I love all of these things with Max. But when I do, I'm going to give you guys, I have some examples. When I do these things in my everyday life on my own, it just feels like therapeutic in a way. Does that sound weird? And like a form of self-care. And I think maybe that is because I hadn't done things on my own for so long. This is like so weird to admit and like crazy to think about. But I think being a twin, having a twin sister with me, like every day in my life, like I was never alone, made it so that I really was not independent. And then being in college where I felt like being in a sorority where I had so many friends around, I always lived with a bunch of friends. I was literally never alone. So I was just so bad at being independent. Like I didn't know how to be alone. I didn't know how. It would stress me out. I would feel uncomfortable. And now, wow, I'm thinking about it right now. Like I'm alone at home right now and I'm loving it. Like I'm thriving. But it was like a big adjustment because I was just never alone. Like I didn't know how to be independent. And when I was alone, it was like the biggest deal. And all I could focus on was being alone and that I was scared that like a kidnapper was going to come kidnap me. Like crazy, crazy stuff. And this is like when I'm 22 and 23, you know, like this is like recent. Like I'm an adult here and no one ever taught me how to be alone. Like this sounds crazy. I don't know if any of you guys can relate or you guys are like, wow, like you had issues. Or if you relate, let me tell you what's helped me. So when I do these things on my own and I've been diligent with it over time, I got used to it, started enjoying it. Like walking Brody in the mornings. I mean, I guess I'm not really alone then. That's why I like it. When I walk Brody with Max, I love it. We love our family walks, but it's such a different vibe. I'm conversing with Max, thinking about other things. But when I walk Brody in the morning by myself, it's become such a part of my routine. Like I said, Brody's at daycare right now. It's really good when he goes to daycare for when I record my podcast because I can, again, minimize my distractions, just really focus on what I'm doing. Actually, he probably should go to daycare more than he does. Now we bring him like maybe once a week, if that. Like he should be more social to play with his friends, but selfishly, we just always want him here to like hang out with us. Like I miss him so bad right now. Anyway, so what I'm saying is when I walk Brody in the morning, it is so special. It is the best start to my day. I get outside. I get some sunshine on my face. I don't talk, obviously. I mean, sometimes I do talk to Brody. I'm like, come on, buddy. I love you. And I'll give him a pet, whatever. but it's such a time that I can like focus on me and like being with him and in nature. It's just like such a good like spiritual nature connection in the morning. So when I have a walk with Max and Brody, like I don't have that, which is fine. Like I still love our family walks, but what I'm saying is this has been a place where I felt so independent, and like that might sound dumb, but like these little things really have built my independence. And so like when Max brought Brody out this morning and took him to daycare, and I didn't get to take him on a walk because we like woke up late, whatever. And it's such a part of my routine every morning. Like I felt my body like fighting it. Like when I sat down to record this podcast, I'm like, wait, but I didn't go on a walk yet with Brody. Like I have, like that's the start of my day. I have to go on a walk with Brody. So that's something that's really like helped with my independence, and something that like I love doing on my own. It literally feels like self-care, going on a walk, whatever it is. Even if you don't have a dog, if you go on a walk every morning by yourself outside, like I don't know, I just feel like it'll help your independence if you struggle with it. Cooking on my own, I feel so independent. I love it. All of these things, like when I think about it, I smile. It literally is like therapeutic. I'm feeling like such an adult that I'm literally saying cooking and cleaning too. Something about if I'm here alone and I just like turn on some music and I get to vacuum everywhere, I do the countertops, whatever, it just feels so good deep down. So maybe I'm changing on the inside how I used to be. I used to live in like filth. Like I, in college, I just did not care. Like clothes would cover the floor, but then that's why I felt so much like turmoil inside, because I was not organized or clean or at all. So yeah, these have helped a lot. Working out, something like all of these things are great with Max, but also great on my own. And I'm so happy that that is that way for me in my life. I love working out on my own. I love grocery shopping on my own. I think it's so fun, and I just feel like I'm getting after it. Like, all these things I do on my own, I feel like I'll text my mom, my sister, I'll be like, guys, like, I'm getting after it today. I went on a walk, like, I cleaned our apartment, like, I went grocery shopping, like, I'm getting after it. Like, it just feels good. Reading, obviously, that's really, like, a solo thing. Love doing that on my own. FaceTiming my mom and sister, great when we're with Max, we get to both talk to them, but it just feels, like, therapeutic, you know, when I get to do it on my own. So maybe that helped you guys. So those are things that I love doing on my own while being in a relationship. And I mean, it can be hard in a relationship, especially if you live together. Like, it can easily fall into doing everything together, which can, like I said, lead to the codependent type of thing, which we don't want. Especially in quarantine the last year, I'm sure a lot of relationships struggled with it. Like my close friend, like I said, because you literally are spending all day every day together if you live together, and when like everything around you is like closed and shut down, you're forced to spend that much time together. So if you don't like diligently focus on each other's independence with the relationship, doing your own things and hobbies, obviously like how could that not fall into like codependent, spending every second together, feeling so dependent on one another, like, oh, like you're going on a walk without me, no, I need to come with, you know. So those type of things, I think just like being so aware of if this is going on, because you obviously don't want to be codependent, and just making sure you're aware of each other's independence in the relationship and prioritizing that. Because I think the whole codependent thing doesn't allow for a healthy relationship, and I really don't think that it's sustainable long term. I think it can lead to a lot of issues in relationships. So making sure you're keeping your values, your interests, your hobbies, your goals, your routines, your friendships with others, friendships with people outside of your relationship, is so dang important in a relationship. And of course my mind goes to right away, not to say for like when you break up, if you break up, but truthfully, like being realistic here, that is a possible outcome for anyone's relationship, right? But you just want to be for your relationship that you want to be in, especially like if it's me and Max, like we want to be together for the rest of our lives. We know that we're very committed to one another. Yet our relationships with people outside of our relationship are very important, because you want to be a healthy, well-rounded individual that doesn't feel like they can't function without their partner, right? Like you want to feel like a fully functioning 100% human on your own, loving yourself 100%, you're great without this person like filling in your holes and filling up your cup and validating you. Because you can be a fully functioning awesome human on your own. You know, this makes me think of an example. when Max has away hockey games. You guys may have seen in a recent, it was like a week in my life video, but yeah, I really still struggled with independence when we first moved here. I was sort of like, oh my gosh, like I don't even know anyone here. I don't have friends. I don't have family. And if you're not at the apartment and I'm here alone and you're, you know, have away hockey game, like what am I even supposed to do? And now I'm like, woo, Max has an away hockey game. I have a day all by myself. Self-care. We're doing the hair mask. We're doing the face mask. We're doing the bath. Brody, we're going on literally the longest walk in the park. It's going to be so much fun. We're going grocery shopping. I can crank up the heat because Max isn't here. It is like, woo, like party. And so it's taken me a bit to get there, though, because when he first had away games, I feel like I would sit on the couch with Brody and twiddle my thumbs and be like, now what? I guess we'll just wait till he comes home. And now I'm like, yeah, yeah. I'm like literally like blasting music, like reading my book, whatever it is, like drinking mimosas all by myself. But it's just taken – it's been a transition, like I said. So, yeah, that's just like a funny example of how my – independence has grown, and I feel like I have time for all these things that I want to do, but I'll like kind of push them to the back burner if I am prioritizing spending time with Max and Brody. Obviously, they're so important to me, so it's just like so fun when you have time on your own in a relationship. I also feel lucky. I will say it is a privilege to feel this way, because if you're in a long distance relationship and don't get to see each other that much, your time together is so, so special and sacred and important. And so you may feel differently when you are alone. You may feel more sad, because when we were long distance, I obviously was missing him more, feeling more sad, focusing on him instead of focusing on me. But if I could go back to long distance, or if I could like travel back to when I was long distance with Max to give myself advice, what I would say is, girl, this is your time to focus on yourself. Like, do it up. You have the rest of your life to live together. Now we're living together. But that time on my own was just so important. And that time also helped me build my independence as well. But I wouldn't even have known that living together would make me feel even more independent. And I do. So it's great. And the last little sort of additional food for thought, side note, I wanted to add in here for this episode is serving others. My topics in here are all like disjointed. And you're probably like, Gretchen, what? Girl, you just told me how to be independent, why it's so important. And now you're telling me to serve others? Like, that doesn't sound independent. But you maintain your independence while doing this, because I've also realized, I think the realization came with listening to Michelle Reed's podcast. This whole episode is like a plug of her podcast. She doesn't really know I'm doing this. We're not really like friends. We're like acquaintances on social media. But I just love her from afar. So I just realized with her talking about how important serving others is, that serving others, the phrase may seem weird to you, but I'll explain. Like, I'll give you specifics here. That is what makes my cup feel full. That is just what makes me feel so good and makes me feel purposeful and happy. So I just want to have stress an importance on this, and maybe you guys could see ways you could incorporate it in your life, because I promise it'll just make you feel really good. Like, even if selfishly in that way, like helping others just because it makes you feel good, like it does. So ways I do this, in a relationship, like with a partner, these could be ways you could do this. But even not in like a romantic relationship, it could be with family members, whoever. Anyone in your life, especially if they need like a helping hand, like this, these little things will go the longest way. So ways I serve Max, for example, in our relationship. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I feel like I was getting really sniffly. I'm still like a little congested. But I was going to say, if Max had a list of ways he serves me and helps me out and like the little things that he shows me he cares, it would be like freaking a mile long. So I feel like these are going to sound like I'm like a really nice girlfriend here, which I am. But I feel like he's even better in this department. So for example, if Max has an away game, if he's been really busy, stressed, and I see his laundry piling up, I will do his laundry. And literally, I remember one time in specific, he had, like, so much going on, had an away game, got home, you know, after, like, midnight, he's so tired, and I had all his laundry clean, folded on our dresser, and he was, like, tearing up. He was like, oh my gosh, like, if there is a way you can show someone that you care and love them, I just think that's even better than saying it. But I'm like, Max, I love you, you played so great tonight, like, you mean so much to me. I care a lot. But then, like, doing things to help them out, just to make their life a little bit easier and show that you care, are just the best. I was just going to say that makes it sound like acts of service is, like, a way that I show love. And, I mean, it definitely is. I don't even think that's number one. But maybe it is, because I love doing things for my friends and family. And if I can get them things, I realize I used to never understand the gift giving love language, but now I really do, because I don't think I receive love in that way, but I definitely give love in that way, because I love, like, there's nothing better for me than, like, if I have a present for someone, I cannot wait to see them, I get so excited, I'm, like, shaking with excitement, like, I'm like, you gotta open it, like, I can't wait to see your reaction. I love giving people things, because, and it sounds, like, weird, like, I always thought gift giving sounded so materialistic, but there's just, like, no better feeling for me. Like, if Max, I don't know, is, like, one day if he's, like, oh, my gosh, like, my Vans are so dirty, I really got to get a new pair. Like, I'm just, like, making up a random example here. But if he's, like, oh, yeah, these are getting so dirty, or, like, there's a hole in the, I don't know. So if I can, like, sneakily get him a new pair and just see how, like, something that this person is, like, lacking or wanted in some way, if I can, like, provide it for them and they're just, like, oh, my gosh, I've been wanting that or something, and get excited, like, I'm, like, smiling thinking about this over here, because that is just, like, the best thing for me. So, yeah, that's making me realize I definitely give love in that way, but also give love through acts of service, which I think can be even more meaningful than things, because material things are something you can just buy most of the time, right? But if you're, like, putting in the work to, like, do someone's laundry or cook them a meal, I just think that, like, shows how much you care. So another thing we do, if you guys have seen our vlogs, I'm sure we've, like, showed this at some point, but this started with Max, actually. Like I said, when we first moved here, there's been so many times where I felt so disjointed. I'll be, like, crawling into bed at 1 a.m. He'll be already asleep. So I would go into the bathroom late at night, and my toothbrush would be sitting out with toothpaste on it, and I would just be like, oh, I'd, like, have a little tear. I'd be like, this is just the sweetest thing. And just, that's literally the smallest thing. It takes 1 second to put toothpaste in someone else's toothbrush. But maybe try it for your girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, because it just shows you care in, like, the smallest way, and just makes their life even, like, a fraction of a bit easier that day. It's just, like, something so sweet, I think. That's also making me think, oh, wow, I need to do this for Max. I've never done this for him. But, yeah, there'll be periods of time where I'm really busy, or I'm, like, crawling into bed way after him, like, so late, and the toothbrush, and sometimes, or if I don't feel good, or if I'm, like, on my period and, like, have a lot of cramps, stuff like that, and I'm, like, crying all day, like, ill and in pain, I've noticed he will set out clean jammies for me, clean pajamas, and he'll, like, fold them on the bed or on my pillow or something, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is so sweet. I'm so exhausted. I've had the longest day. It's, like, one less thing I have to worry about. And I'll, like, crawl into my pajamas or whatever. He is just the sweetest, most thoughtful. Well, I just thought of that one, like, off the top of my head. Another thing I do for him, though, no kidding, is, but I do this, is we have a heated mattress pad, and he loves it when he first gets in bed, and it, like, to be all warm and cozy, and he'll, like, end up turning it off so he doesn't get too hot when he sleeps. But I love if, like, it's about to be bedtime, you know, if I can run in and put toothpaste on his toothbrush and, like, turn on the heated mattress pad. So he'll just walk in and be like, wow, like, I don't know, something about, like, making someone else that you love joyful or excited, it's just the best feeling. So to see him, like, walk in our bedroom and be like, wow, like, the mattress pad's on, or, like, wow, like, the toothpaste on my toothbrush, it's just, like, the best feeling. And it's just romanticizing your everyday life, like, making it really fun, you know, filling up a glass of ice water for your partner before bed, or cooking them a meal. I think that's, like, one of the sweetest things. Like, when we cook for each other, the other person is just like, oh my gosh, this is, like, the best thing. This is so nice. This is making me realize, I just got my HelloFresh box for this week, so I know I've been really into HelloFresh. Like, I just pay for my own box every week now, because you guys know they'll send me some sometimes when I do, like, YouTube videos with them. But now I'm just, like, I can't wait till, like, once a month or every other month for when I, like, I just pay for my own because it's so dang good. But we have a HelloFresh that's one of our favorites. It's, like, Parmesan chicken. And I'm thinking about how when Max comes home for lunch from the rink, if I had that already, like, he would just be so excited. So, yeah, maybe I'll do that. That's, like, reminding me how when someone gets, like, a meal cooked for them, it's just, like, the best feeling. It's like, oh, my God, this is so nice. I was so hungry. Now I don't have to, whatever. So we love cooking for each other. More, like, obvious, I feel like, cliche things in relationships, but still so sweet and meaningful. If you get flowers for one another, I always say to Max, I'm like, would you like if I got flowers for you? He would love that. Like, it doesn't just have to be, like, boys for girls. Like, there's no, like, gender roles here for flowers, right? So you can just get flowers for anyone. I think anyone would appreciate that unless you, like, hate flowers. Actually, I have one friend that hates getting flowers. She said that it reminds her of, like, funerals. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe one specific person, like her, doesn't like flowers. But, like, ice cream, like, a little treat, anything like that, like, little things. That's more, like, the, you know, the gift giving, like I said, like, material things. But there's, like, things you can do for them, things they've been meaning to do, chores, something like that that can help them out. I just think that's really great, and I thought I would, like, add this in here. And I want to say, too, not even for romantic partners, but, like, for neighbors, for example. It just feels so good to help out. And, again, that, like, feels selfish to say that, or a selfish way to look at it, that helping others makes you feel like the best version of yourself. But it really should. Yeah, I just think about when we get to help our neighbors, like I said, our older couple, friends, neighbors, they love that Max plays hockey, and we got them hockey tickets, like, one of his games, and they're so excited, and, like, seeing their reaction is just, like, priceless, you know? Or you guys know my friend Mallory's my neighbor, and she just had her baby, so when we were able to watch her dog when she was at the hospital, well, first of all, Walter is an angel, if you guys saw my vlog, like, little, I was gonna say baby Walter. I think of him as, like, a little baby puppy because he's a mini golden doodle. He's actually 3 years old. But being able to help them out and, like, watch Walter and, I don't know, just, like, helping neighbors and friends at any time, even when they aren't in times of need, when you're just, like, showing them that you care, just feels really good. And I don't know, I just thought I would have that little segment at the end here, a little motivation for being the best version of you, because I'm sure the best version of you includes helping others. I'm sure some of you listening are in a line of work, a field where that's, like, the basis of your job, helping others. I just think nurses and doctors, things like that, are so incredible. Physical therapists, because they devote their career to helping others, and, like, what a purpose-driven, meaningful job, right? Okay, I'm getting deep over here. This is getting so long, but I'm so, so happy we had this chat, you guys. I love you so, so much. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this helped motivate you for trying out time batching if you haven't before. I hope this motivated you if you're in a relationship, or if you're feeling like you need to work on your independence. I mean, I do too. Everyone, I feel like, in a relationship can work on their own independence. I hope this helped. I love you guys so much. This is so fun. I'm in, like, the best mood going into the rest of my day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. Bye.